Welcome. This is your briefing for British Airways flight BA117 on 15 September from London Heathrow to New York JFK. The simple shape of this journey is reassuringly clear. A smooth start from Heathrow, a long Atlantic crossing with one more noticeable patch in the middle rather than constant movement, then a generally quieter run towards New York, with only light movement forecast for the descent and arrival. Commercial flying is an extraordinarily safe, mature form of travel, supported by detailed planning, trained crews, air traffic services, and an aircraft built with substantial margins for the conditions it is designed to meet. This flight is operated by British Airways, which has been flying for more than 5 decades, using a Boeing 787-9. You do not need to make yourself enjoy every sensation for this to be a very manageable journey. It can help simply to know what each part is likely to mean. BA117 is scheduled to leave Heathrow at 8:25 in the morning, London time, and arrive at JFK at 11:30 in the morning, New York time. The scheduled gate-to-gate time is 8 hours and 5 minutes. It is a westbound crossing, so the clock moves back as you travel. The route covers roughly 5,140 kilometres, heading out over the south coast of England and the Celtic Sea, across the North Atlantic, then towards Newfoundland, the Gulf of Maine, and the New England coast. That is a broad geographical picture, rather than a promise of the exact track, but it gives the flight a useful shape. At Heathrow, the forecast for your departure period is for good visibility, a southwesterly breeze and scattered cloud. That is a straightforward-looking morning forecast. Once you are settled at the gate, there may be routine sounds from the aircraft systems, and on the 787, you might notice a brief rise in sound after pushback as its electrical systems are brought fully into use. It is simply part of preparing the aeroplane for departure. The taxi can involve stops, starts, and turns, especially at a busy airport like Heathrow. When it is time to depart, the acceleration will be sustained and purposeful. The engine sound will strengthen, and you will feel the nose lift. Those are normal takeoff sensations. After liftoff, the aircraft climbs away and may bank as it follows its departure route. That temporary tilt or gentle sideways pressure is the feeling of a coordinated turn, not a loss of support. The first 25 minutes after scheduled departure are forecast smooth. During the climb, you may hear the engines change note, and there can be mechanical sounds or a slight vibration as the landing gear and later the flaps are retracted. Your ears may notice pressure changes. A swallow, sip of water or gentle yawn can help if they do. These are all signs of an aeroplane moving efficiently from its takeoff configuration into climb and cruise. Once established over the Atlantic, the overall cruise forecast is for noticeable movement, but that does not mean an unbroken rough flight. There are lighter stretches on either side of the main area. The period most worth having in mind is approximately 2 hours 20 minutes to 3 hours 5 minutes after departure. That is the strongest forecast band for this flight, in the middle portion of the crossing. The crew will have their own operational weather information and will use it to choose the most suitable altitude and routing available, as well as adjusting speed when that is useful for comfort. When movement is noticeable, it may feel like a sequence of bumps, a gentle rocking or occasional brief changes in vertical pressure. The important physical picture is that the aircraft remains supported by airflow. Its wings continue producing lift as it travels through changing air, while its flight controls are constantly making small corrections. The 787 also has systems designed to dampen its response to vertical gusts. A human balance system is finely tuned and can interpret even modest cabin movement very strongly, particularly when you are already watchful for it. That intensity of sensation is real, but it is not a measure of the scale of what the aircraft is experiencing. If the seatbelt sign is on, the most helpful thing is simple. Keep your belt low and snug across your hips, and let your body be supported by the seat. You do not need to follow every sound or look at the clock repeatedly. If it helps, remember the one useful marker. There may be a more active spell around the middle of the flight, and it has a beginning and an end. K Cabin crew see anxious flyers every day, so it is entirely ordinary to let them know that flying feels difficult and ask for a little context. After that Central Atlantic section, the flight continues westwards, with lighter periods around the forecast area. The cabin may become very ordinary again. The steady background sound of crews, people eating, reading or resting, and the gradual passage of a long-haul flight. A typical cruise altitude for this route is around 41,000 feet, though the actual altitude will be chosen on the day. At that height, the view outside may look calm, even though the air itself is always moving. Equally, cloud below does not tell you much about how the cabin will feel. The final 35 minutes covering descent and arrival have a light movement forecast. JFK's forecast shows good visibility, a light southerly wind and scattered cloud, again a broadly favourable picture. As descent begins, the engine note often softens and changes, and you may feel a gentle lowering sensation or pressure changes in your ears. There will be turns as the crew follow the arrival instructions, and later you will hear the flaps extend and the landing gear deploy. Those mechanical sounds and a little vibration are normal preparations for landing. The last part of the flight is simply the aeroplane becoming configured for the runway, slower, lower, and more deliberately managed. On touchdown, you may feel a firm contact with the runway, then braking, reverse thrust, and the slower taxi to the gate. That is the complete shape of BA-117, a smooth departure, one defined Atlantic patch where movement is most likely to stand out, quieter time around it, and a light forecast for the New York arrival. Take it one phase at a time. Keep your seat belt on while seated and allow the crew and the aircraft to do the work they are there to do.